easiest way to understand it, the Fed has a printing press, they can print dollars. The IMF has a printing press, they can print SDRs. And they will print the SDRs the next time there's a liquidity crisis, because the next crisis, for the reason I explained earlier, it's going to be bigger than the Fed. And the Fed's already insolvent on a mark-to-market basis. They're leveraged 80 to 1. They look like a bad hedge fund. The Fed's at the outer limit of what they can do. And so the only clean balance sheet left in the world is the IMF. They're only leveraged about 3 to 1, so they have a lot more headroom. And they're going to issue these SDRs. By the way, they did issue SDRs in 2009. I think I might have been the only one who noticed, other than Dominic Strauss-Kahn and the rest of the people at the IMF. But the fact is, it's world money. It won't be issued on a calm day. It'll be issued in a crisis, because it is meant to provide liquidity. It remains to be seen if people will accept it, but they might not have any choice because they don't understand it. The IMF is not elected. They've got kings, dictators, communists, and others on their executive committee. And so, people don't understand it. It's opaque. We won't have them in our pockets. SDRs are not walking around money. We'll still have dollars, but they'll be like Mexican pesos or Turkish lira. It'll be a local currency. It won't be the world currency. The world currency will be the SDR.